Audit finds Oklahoma officials mismanaged millions in COVID relief funds. An audit report released on April 23 alleges that Oklahoma officials mismanaged millions in federal coronavirus relief funds and possibly violated the law during the pandemic. According to Oklahoma State Auditor and Inspector Cindy Bird, at least two state agencies may have abandoned the competitive bidding process mandated by state law, misreported the status of millions in federal grant funds, and deprived thousands of Oklahomans of benefits. One official named in the report disputed the allegations. She claims the report is misleading because auditors didn't ask her to explain what they found. Oklahoma spent $13 billion in federal grant money during FY 2022, much of it federal COVID relief funds, the report states. Governor Kevin Stitt appointed a team he called CARES Forward to administer the federal funds. What may be one of the most serious allegations, based on the amount of money involved and allegations of illegal activity, concerns the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission and its former executive director Shelley Zumwalt. Ms. Zumwalt took over the OESC leadership spot in 2020. At that time, the agency was besieged by workers laid off during lockdowns to stop the spread of COVID-19. As applications for unemployment benefits skyrocketed, OESC's aging computers and relatively small staff could not keep up with the demand. CARES Forward set aside $17 million to upgrade the computers and increase staff. Auditors found that between April 2020 and August 2022, OESC paid computer software company Phase 2 Development $7 million through a contract and several change orders to fix the computer system. Additional contracts netted Phase 2 Development another $8.5 million. Ms. Zumwalt authorized those payments. Ms. Zumwalt did not tell officials that her husband, John Zumwalt, is a vice president at Phase 2, as required by law until she was appointed Secretary of Tourism in 2022. Ms. Zumwalt declined to be interviewed in an email to the Epoch Times. The auditor's report is misleading. A thorough review of this situation would have easily cleared up any confusion on the many sign-offs and disclosures that happened well before I was named executive director of OESC, Ms. Zumwalt's email reads. Attorney General Gentner Drummond has ordered an investigative audit of OESC. This level of self-dealing represents an unforgivable breach of trust that disqualifies Ms. Zumwalt from overseeing the expenditure of our tax dollars, a press release on his state website reads. She should resign immediately and cooperate fully with my office. Ms. Zumwalt denied any wrongdoing. Her email states, "Transparency has always been a top priority of mine, and I will not be resigning." Oklahoma was awarded $1.2 billion in COVID relief funds in March 2020. CARES Forward and the Office of Management and Enterprise Services handled much of that money. OMS was allowed to establish new rules for vendor contracts, which the report calls rolling solicitations. Rolling solicitations started as a pilot program in 2019. OMS reportedly adapted the program to allow OMES officials to place vendors on a list to receive no-bid state contracts, possibly violating state law. SAI has determined these new rules are not in the best interest of Oklahoma taxpayers, a press release from Ms. Bird's office reads. One of CARES Forward's first moves was to award Jill Geiger Consulting a $325,000 no-bid contract to be the team lead/project director for the Coronavirus Relief Fund. The Oklahoma City-based firm is headed up by Jill Geiger, who worked in OMS's budget department for 15 years before starting her business in June 2019, according to the company's website. This was barely 6 months before OMES hired it in May 2020. The audit report questions JGC's experience and qualifications to handle billion-dollar grant programs. From 2020 to 2022, JGC received $1.1 million to administer the Coronavirus Relief Fund and the Governor's Emergency Education Relief Funds. In FY 2022, JGC was paid $718,416, all of which auditors reported as questionable costs. Not sure work performed. In some instances, SAI was unable to determine whether the work had been performed, the report states. JGC did not respond to an email seeking comment on this story. The audit lists the Emergency Rental Assistance Program as having the most questionable costs. During fiscal years 2021 and 2022, Oklahoma received $276 million to help Oklahomans with rent and utility bills. OMS contracted with Communities Foundation of Oklahoma, a nonprofit. The group reported to federal regulators that it had spent a total of $241 million over those 2 years. However, auditors reported finding that the company had withheld $10 million in excess management fees and $15 million in unexpended grant funds. Auditors reportedly found evidence that OMES had told the CFO it could keep the excess funds. One of Communities Foundation of Oklahoma's activities caught the attention of auditors. The report states that the nonprofit spent $6.5 million to relocate Afghan refugees to Oklahoma. The auditors claim this is a prohibited expense. That, combined with undocumented expenditures, came to $21 million in questionable costs. Consequently, more than 5,338 Oklahomans did not get the financial help they needed during the pandemic, the press release reads. The previous year's audit report found a total of 82 instances of questionable federal costs amounting to $29.3 million.